Yeah. If he's going to talk about poets today, I'll go mad.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, look, see if we can't get through this lesson today without the usual nonsense and waste of time.
Well, if it's poetry again, I'll scream.
Yes, now, don't blame me. Botany.
Yeah?
Even if it was poetry, you certainly wouldn't be allowed to scream.
Ah.
But as it happens, we finish with poetry for the time being.
Nice work.
Exactly. Look, there's no need to talk like that. In fact, there's no need to say anything. We've absolutely wasted the last three lessons trying to study the poets of the 18th century. But I've at last realized that the subject is quite beyond you.
Oh, gee, sir.
Well, what's the matter with you, Stamford?
Well, I thought you'd be giving us poetry again today, sir.
Oh, did you? Well, I'm not. But what about it? I mean, why are you disappointed?
Well, I've been doing a bit of extra study, sir.
You have?
Yes, sir.
What about?
Shelley, sir.
Shelley?
Yes, sir. You know, he was a poet.
Rubbish. Oh, was he?
No, of course he wasn't.
No, yes he was. Botany.
Yeah?
This has got nothing whatever to do with you, so keep quiet. I'm talking to Stamford.
Well, I thought he was an admiral.
Who, Stamford?
No, I'm not, sir.
Aren't you?
No, I never said he was.
Yes, you did. I mean...
He was in the Great War.
Who was?
Admiral Shelley.
Was he?
No, he wasn't. He was a poet.
Yes, yes, of course he was. Look, what are you talking about, Botany?
The... Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Yes, I should think you were.
I'm thinking of Admiral Shellycoe.
Of course. Admiral Shellycoe served with distinction in the Great War. But Shelley and Shellycoe are no... Now, wait a minute. Shellycoe wasn't his name at all. It was Jellycoe.
Jellicoe?
Yes, Admiral Jellicoe.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, well, I must have been thinking of three other fellas.
Yes, obviously, but at the same time... Botany, will you stop talking nonsense? Shelley was a poet who was born in the 18th century.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
And he never wrote in jocular vein.
No, and this is because... What? What did you say?
I just said he never wrote in jocular vein.
No. Who told you that?
I read that in a book last night, sir.
Oh, well, that's quite right. And I'm very pleased to learn that you've been doing some extra work at home.
Yes, sir.
Right. You're quite right, Stamford. Shelley never wrote in jocular vein.
I don't blame him.
No, but there are people. I beg your pardon?
I just said I don't blame him.
No. Why?
Why?
Yes, why?
Well, would you cut your throat just to write poetry?
Certainly. No. Cut your throat? Listen, I'll cut your throat in a minute. What on earth do you think you're talking about?
Well, nobody writes in blood.
In blood? All right, nobody said they did.
Well, what's this jocular vein business?
Jocular vein has got nothing to do with blood.
Aye? It runs down your throat.
What does?
Your jocular vein.
Rubbish, that's your jugular vein. That's jugular. It's got nothing to... Oh, green bottle.
Yeah.
Look, well, sit down and keep quiet. I'm talking to Botany.
Yeah.
Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Yes, that word is jugular, not jocular.
Oh, jugular.
Yes.
Yes, you're thinking of my uncle.
Exactly. Greenbottle's uncle is the type of man who... Now, Greenbottle.
Yes?
I know this will be a complete shock to you, and I know you'll be terribly disappointed, but we were not talking about your uncle. We hadn't even thought of him.
Yes, but he's one of the best in the country.
Yes, well, so he might be, but at the same... What? He's one of the best what in the country?
Jugulars.
Jugulars?
Yes, he's a jugular.
Is he?
Yes. He can juggle three clubs, two umbrellas and a hat.
Listen, will you keep quiet? I don't care if he can juggle three tram cars, two pianos and a horse and cart. We don't happen to be talking about jugglers.
But he's a jugular.
He's nothing of the sort. He's not a jugular at all. He's a juggler.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, he can juggle three clubs, two umbrellas in a hat.
Oh, can he? Well, that's very, very nice.
Yes.
But it just happens that we weren't discussing your uncle or jugglers. We were talking about the jugular.
And it runs down your throat.
It runs down your throat.
Yeah. Ah, a sword swallower.
Exactly, a sword swallower. Now do you understand?
Yeah.
Right. Now, sword swallower, what are you talking about?
Yes, well, I get a sword and it runs down their throat.
Oh, does it? Well, look out, I don't run down your throat.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything at all about putting swords down the throat.
Aye?
We're talking about the jugular vein, which is one of the large veins in the human body by which the blood is returned from the head to the heart.
Why, sir?
Well, it... What? Stamford, do you want the stick?
No, sir.
Well, stop asking questions.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, my uncle's not a sword swallower.
No, but if he'd only tried... Serves you right, Greenbottle. You've got the most uncanny ability to talk irrelevant rubbish that I've ever experienced.
Yes.
Yes, well, hold your tongue and let's get on with this lesson.
Yes, sir.
Now, where were we?
I was just telling you that Shelley didn't write in jocular vein.
Oh, yes. Look, and from that, we get all this nonsense about jugular veins, jugglers and sword swallowers.
Yes.
Yes, well, it's absolutely appalling the way time is wasted in this class. It's almost unbelievable.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and for some peculiar reason, you've made the only sensible remark that's been made in the classroom today.
Yes, sir.
Shelley did not write in jocular vein.
No, he wrote in his backyard.
Exactly, but I... What? And now I suppose you think we're going to talk about Shelley's backyard for the next 3/4 of an hour.
No, but what did you do that for?
For making idiotic remarks, that's what for.
And that's what you told us.
I did?
Yes, you said he used to work out in his backyard.
Did I say that?
That's where he wrote to a skyscraper.
To a skyscraper?
Yes.
To a skylark?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, he wrote that in his backyard.
Yes, well, look, I believe he did, but we weren't talking about where he wrote. It was how he wrote the stamp of mention.
Yes, sir.
So it was your fault that you got the stick. Oh, just a minute. Bottomy.
Yeah?
Will you stop fiddling with that thing on your desk and pay attention?
I'm paying attention.
How are you? And are you learning anything?
No, I'm just listening to you.
Yes, well, that won't help you a great deal at all. What? What did you say?
Say, sir?
Yes. Well, what was that? Well, what did you say then?
I only said, no, I'm just listening to you.
Oh, I thought you said, no, I'm just listening to you.
Oh, no, sir.
No. Yes, you did. You did say that. I'm wrong.
No,
I'll teach you to be cheeky, my boy. The idea of it. Suggesting that what I say isn't going to teach you anything.
Well, sure.
And there's no need to talk like that either.
But you're not a man of your word.
No, but that's only... Aren't I?
No.
Bottomy, are you being rude again?
No, but you reckon we'd finished with poetry.
Did I?
You said we weren't going to talk about poets this lesson.
Yes, all right. Well, neither we are. Nobody's talking about poets.
I am, sir.
Are you?
Yes, in jocular vein.
Look, mind your own business, Greenbottle. And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Nobody gave you permission to talk about poets, so keep quiet.
But that's the only sensible thing that's been said this lesson.
Yeah. What?
Well, that's what you said.
Did I? Yes, I know, but I've said some sensible things as well.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, I couldn't have been paying attention.
No, you must have missed them. But I... What? I mean, listen. And I think that's about the third time that I've had to give you the stick this lesson.
Yes.
Well, for goodness sake, behave yourself or you'll be made to stand in the corner. You're the biggest addle-headed noodle in the class. You're always wasting time, always late, always... Just a minute. You didn't tell me why you were late today.
Yes.
And I say no.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and so do I.
Good on you. No! Listen, stop talking in riddles. And why didn't you tell me why you were late?
You never asked me.
Didn't I? All right, well, I'm asking you now.
Yes.
Well, go on. Why were you late?
Yes, well, I had to go for the vet.
You had to go for the who?
The vet.
Oh, the veterinary surgeon.
Yes.
What's the matter? Your father ill?
Yes. No, of course he isn't.
Well, that's a pity, but still, go on. What was the trouble?
Well, our dog went mad.
Your dog went mad?
Yes.
I can quite understand that, living at your place.
Yes.
Yes, and so you had to get the vet.
Yes.
And that made you late for school.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and that's about the quickest excuse I've ever given you.
Exactly. And so, yes, Greenbottle, it is. But I'd be much better pleased if you didn't have to give me any. There's no reason in the world why you shouldn't get here on time that the same as the other boys.
Yes, well, I can't help it if the dog goes mad.
No, we've only got your word for that. Any dog living at your place would be perfectly justified in going mad.
Yes. Yeah.
In fact, any dog living in the neighbourhood might be affected.
You live around there, don't you?
I've shifted.
Oh, well, you're safe.
Exactly, but the other dogs will have... Bother me!
Yeah?
But what did you say then?
Say, sir?
You were being rude.
No, sir, not me, sir. Well, I was just wondering where you live.
Were you? Yes, but...
You were just saying you shifted.
Yes, I have, but...
Well, that's very nice, sir.
Yes, I know it is.
Where are you living now, sir?
Now? I'm living down by the river. But what I want...
Down by the river?
Yes.
Oh, you want to drop in sometime.
Yes, I'll do that. But what I... Mind a minute! Serves you right, Bottomy. You deserved the stick before. But you wouldn't tell me what you said. Well, you can stay in after school and do an imposition.
Yes.
Yes, and you better be careful or you'll be staying in with him.
Yes.
Well, look, keep quiet, the pair of you.
Yes.
And just look at the time. Just look at the lesson nearly over and we've done nothing. Haven't even started.
No, sir.
No.
Well, can I ask a question, sir?
Yes. Now, is the question about our work, Stanford?
We haven't done any.
Oh, neither we have. That might help to remind you to mind your own business. What's the question about, Stanford?
Shelley, sir.
Shelley. Ah, well...
When he wrote The Ancient Mariner, wasn't he in jocular vein?
Well, I suppose... Well, I don't know.
Yes, well, I do.
Oh, do you? No, look, Just a minute. Shelley didn't write The Ancient Mariner.
No, Wordsworth wrote that.
Exactly. Now, rubbish.
Wordsworth wrote that.
Greenbottle, I tell you, he didn't.
I was as lonely as a cloud floats on high or vales in hills. When all at once I saw a...
Greenbottle!
Yes?
Would you be surprised to know that that's the daffodils?
Yes, well, Wordsworth wrote that.
All right. I know that as well as you do.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, what did I tell you?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. No, I'm not. Listen, we weren't talking about Wordsworth. We were talking about Shelley.
And the Ancient Mariner.
Exactly.
Shelley wasn't the Ancient Mariner.
All right. Well, I know that.
He was a poet.
No, he wasn't. Yes, he was. Oh, but look, that's exactly what I said. I know he was a poet and not a mariner. In fact, I was just saying that he didn't even write The Ancient Mariner.
Well, I didn't say he did.
Didn't you? Well, somebody did.
I did, sir.
That's right, you did.
You can't tell me Stamforth wrote that.
Of course he did.
No, I never, sir.
Well, somebody did.
Well, it wasn't me.
Well, who did?
Who did what?
Who killed Cock Robin?
I know. I'm arrow with my bow and arrow.
Yes, and you were in that as well, Bottomy. That might teach your boys not to talk rubbish all day. It's not a bit of good going on while everybody's in this silly mood. We'll never get any work done.
No, sir.
Well, it's disgusting, that's what it is. I've got a very good mind to cancel the whole thing.
Yes.
What thing, sir?
I don't think I ought to even tell you about it.
Go on, sir, go on.
No,
go on.
Oh, well, I will. I had made arrangements to take you boys to the show.
Show?
Yes, the Royal Show. But I've got a very good mind to cancel.
Oh, fair go.
Yes, well, it's all very well to say that.
But that's instructive, sir.
I know it's instructive. That's the only reason that I made arrangements for you to go. But, well, will you boys behave yourselves when you get there?
Yes, sir. Yes. You astound me.
Yes, so I might. All right, then, but understand. If there's any trouble from any of you, you'll all be sent straight home.
Yes, sir.
Right, well, instead of the next lesson, we'll all meet in front of the showground.
Right,
well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
I'm going to see the fat lady.
Oh, are you?